Welcome back. That's your cue that we're here again. We are. TM New Home Connection. Next episode.
Yes.
Oh, I'd like that music to play.
The next episode?
Yes. Can y'all insert that?
You don't know that song?
What are we talking about?
Is it Drake?
No, I don't know that song. Next episode?
Yeah. Okay, wait. Now I'm about to say our next guest who does not know. You don't know Dr. Dre?
It's Dr. Dre, isn't it?
Dr. Dre, but I don't remember that song.
I'm with you, Justin.
Yeah.
That's not shocking. This is shocking.
I know what we're talking about.
Thank you, Price. I appreciate you having my back. All right. We have a special guest. And this is the first time
ever
that we are interviewing a sales consultant.
We're so excited.
Thank you.
So we could have
numero uno.
Just anyone come in because this is a big industry.
Yes.
We had to have someone that's been around the block a few times.
Literally.
A lot of blacks.
Dusting from the block.
Yes. Yes. Someone with some tenure.
Yes.
A professional.
Thank you.
That has really just made a name for himself. So welcome.
Thank you.
Justin Dye.
Thank you very much.
To the TM New Home Connection.
Very excited.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So, okay, before we talk about this sales professional that you are, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, let's see. I am not a native Houstonian.
You're not?
No, I'm not. I was born in Illinois. And my whole family's from there. And then when I was 5, we moved to Virginia, right outside of D.C., because my dad worked for the Treasury Department.
So I
lived there until I was 14. And then we moved to Austin, and that was our segue into Texas.
Yes.
And then to the Woodlands in 98. So I've been here ever since. So I call myself a Texan now, because I've been here the longest part of my life, but I'm not a born Texan.
Yeah.
Do you say y'all?
I'm a reborn to Texan.
Do you say y'all?
Oh, yeah. But I still say you guys, too.
And he's even wearing boots today.
Oh, yeah. We just got off the Texas Two-Step promotion, so I'm still wearing my... Every year, I treat myself to a couple new pairs of boots, so, yeah, for that promotion.
That was a big promo.
Yeah, it was. It was a good one. Good one.
So, not native Houstonian, but got here as fast as you could.
Exactly.
And what else? So, did you go to school here? You got here in 98?
Yeah, so that was my... I came to the Woodlands, went to the Woodlands High School, graduated. It was middle of my junior year.
Okay.
So it was very quick. I'd never gone to a school that large before because I went to a private Christian school my whole life.
Wow.
But then we moved to the Woodlands and they're a lot more expensive than the normal Christian schools.
Yes.
So I went to public school and that was great.
Yeah.
So I was just there to graduate basically.
Okay.
So, and I've never left.
Are you still there now?
In the Woodlands. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still in the Woodlands. Yeah. So.
What was after school for you?
So,
where did that path take?
Yeah, so that was kind of like a point in my life where I was kind of like, didn't know what I wanted to do. Started to do a little community college. My dad wanted me to go in the military. That wasn't for me because that's what his father told him to do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's what he thought his son should do. So, did a little community college, started waiting tables at a restaurant. Macaroni Grill in the Woodlands.
Oh, yeah.
So that was kind of like my segue into, you know, people skills and
customer
stuff like
service.
Customer service industry. So I did that for a while and then kind of went off the deep end for a little while. And then, you know, God picked me back up and landed me at D.R. Horton.
Okay.
So, you know, that's a very short version of the story.
That's the Cliff Notes version delivered.
Yeah.
So you interviewed at D.R. Horton, or were you kind of recruited, or did someone?
My mom she started working in the new home sales industry as just an hostess.
Yeah.
When we lived in Austin, she worked for Pulte Homes there. And so I kind of grew up in the model homes. Like my dad was in the military and he went to, he was in Bosnia serving. And so, my mom was working at the model homes on the salespeople's days off, and she would always run to pick me up from school and bring me back to the model. And, you know, I would like sleep on the beds and
she'd run down the hallway
and say, "Someone's coming, get off the bed," you know?
Oh,
so kind of learned the lingo a little bit and that really never really thought that I wanted to do anything in that business. but I kind of knew about it. I knew what a spec was. I knew what a dirt sale was. You know, I knew the bust, you know, all the terms.
Yes.
So, you know, then when we moved to the Woodlands, my mom, Pulte wasn't really there very big into the Woodlands. They were kind of pulling out of the Woodlands at that time in 98. Yeah. So, she got a job with Ryland because the lady that she worked for in Austin moved to the Woodlands and she was with Ryland now. Her name was Pippa Dean, tall British lady. And so they worked. So my mom did Ryland and she did all of Proswood and Turret Hill and Evangelina Oaks and Harper's Landing. So they did all those. So they did all those neighborhoods. So then again, still going into the model and stuff like that, being around it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
So
I always thought that you got your mom into your assistant.
No, that's what I thought. She actually. Then she left Ryland and she went to work for a small builder when she was in Imperial Oaks. It's called Lindenwood Homes. And then the lady next door, D.R. Horton, kept saying, "You need to come work for me. I'm fun. You're awesome. You need to come work for me." And so she got on with D.R. Horton. So she had been at D.R. Horton for 2 years prior to when I got my first interview with them.
Was she selling or was
she's
just
always
an assistant.
Just always hosting. An assistant, a sale. But I mean, she sold.
Oh, yeah.
She's,
absolutely.
I got my gift of gab from her personality. So she just
phenomenal in the model.
Yeah, she just doesn't. She's like, "I don't want all that stress y'all have on your shoulders."
She's like, "I want the fun part of it, just to visit with the customers when they come in."
Exactly.
I love that.
Yeah.
And so she was kind of then your segue into DR.
Yeah, so I interviewed with a gentleman named Todd Frederking down at our old corporate office in the Beltway 8 and I think is it Mason Road. We had an office down there a long time. This was in 05.
Yeah, before everything moved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and he just said, "Well, you're hired $10 an hour. You know, I'll call you when to start or whatever." And so just like just threw me out there.
Oh my
$10 an hour as a host.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, you started as a host too.
Yeah. We didn't have a training program or anything. And I just was like, you know, decided I was going to train myself.
There you go.
So, yeah.
So who was your sales consultant?
Well, I had many. But my first neighborhood that I worked in, the very first, like it was like literally a week after they hired me on, I did HR stuff at our old corporate office up north off of Lake Woodlands Drive with the old Emerald building.
Yeah.
And so I did HR there and met some people. And then they're like, he called me. He's like, "Hey, I need you to go cover." And it was Enclave at Old Oaks on 1960.
Oh,
yeah.
But so, that wasn't, I mean, 1960 back then wasn't terrible.
It was getting there, but no.
It was on the verge.
There was no homeless camp. The bus line hadn't started coming out
It was teetering.
It was on the verge.
It was teetering at that time.
Yeah. So they just, the lady that was the salesperson there, she had like some surgery. And so they just like said, "Go cover." And I had no idea. I didn't even have a computer. We had desktops then. We didn't have laptops yet.
Oh my goodness, how cute.
And so I just was like, trying to figure things out. I had all these people yelling at me and, you know, wanting to look at homes and just trying. And the lady thought I'd been doing this a while. And so she was calling me like high on pain pills from her surgery. And like, "I need you to write this contract." I'm like, "I just started. I don't know anything."
Like, "I'm sorry. Yeah. I am the assistant."
Oh, and at that time it was wet signatures. So you have to actually go
through and write everything. Yeah. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So it was very. And so basically, you know, you sink or you swim. So
throw
yourself out there.
Yeah.
So, so then I just ended up working around, you know, a lot of other neighborhoods and covering and just kind of learning and training. And then I would always send out, one of the salespeople asked me, begged for me to get my own laptop. And when we finally got laptops, she's like, "He needs a laptop." So he goes, "What's going on?" You know, so they got me a laptop. And so then I kind of would send out emails and ask like some of the salespeople on the DL, like, "Hey, if you want a Saturday or Sunday off, it's $100 cash," because I wanted to make money. So I worked 7 days a week for like a year and a half, never took a day off.
Oh my.
Just trained just, you know, everywhere.
Goodness.
Were you the only young
floater? I was the youngest person that D.R. Horton had ever hired in Houston to work in that position. So I was 23 when I started.
Yeah,
everybody at that time was like old battle axes, have been doing it forever.
Yes.
I mean,
old battle axes.
You know, a lot of tenure.
It was. That was how it was when I started too. Yes.
Yes. You know, I started when I was 23 as well.
Wow.
A lot of boob jobs, a lot of facelifts.
Yeah.
Okay.
The good old Woodlands and D.R. Horton. Yeah.
The Woodlands version.
Yeah. So, yes. I mean, I was like, it was very overwhelming because we were one division. And, you know, we had come into the market and bought Emerald Homes, Dietz Crane. Mm-hmm. What is the other one? United Homes, I think.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So we had all those communities and everything. So it was we grew really fast. And mm-hmm. so it was for you to go to happy hours and stuff. And it was like, there were so many people and they all knew each other and I didn't know anybody. So it was very intimidating. Very, very intimidating.
Mm-hmm. So it was just a year and a half you were a host and then promoted?
Basically, a year and a half that I was a host. And then I went and I asked, Sonny Graves came on with us. She just started 2 weeks after I started. She was pregnant with Ashton at the time. And she started. And she was my sales manager. And so I remember I asked her if, you know, they would consider me for a salesperson. And so I had put together already a resume and I had all these accolades on there of like all the addresses that I had sold in this neighborhood that I was working, Piper's Green Townhomes in the Woodlands. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, oh, okay, I didn't know you sold all these because the salesperson didn't give you any credit.
You know, like, of course, imagine that.
That's why I wrote them down.
Yeah. So the funny thing was, is my mom still was working with us, and she was at getting lunch one day, and she ran into Sonny and her husband, and Sonny turned around and she said, you know, Debbie, Dustin had all these addresses down on this resume he gave me about addresses that he had like basically queued up for the salesperson to write a contract in Piper's Green. It was like 18 homes. And so she's like, is that true? And my mom's like, oh yeah, I would not lie. That is absolutely true. You know? And so then they started to like kind of consider me and secret shop me and I didn't know it. So yeah, I was promoted the very end of 2007.
Okay. Yeah, it's almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Give or take. Yeah.
And what was your first neighborhood?
My first neighborhood was White Oak Falls at Huffmeister and 290.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had an amazing salesperson. She's not in the business anymore, but her name is Chrissy Zilke. She's so sweet and awesome. So she helped train me and everything. And then they ended up Sonny called me one day. She's like, I need you to go to North Crest Village in spring and you're going to be there by yourself. And I was like crying because I want to leave Christy.
Oh, no.
And I also knew that neighborhood hadn't really sold
a lot of homes. No, that neighborhood took a while to
There's
take off.
There's a reason
well,
she called you.
And then I realized that the salesperson was never there because people kept walking the door. They're like, oh my gosh, you're actually here. And I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, someone's here. And I'm like, well, yeah, I work here. And so, you know, I sold, you know, I did really well in that neighborhood. So for the time.
Yeah. Jeez. So what is it? Because again, there's so many in this industry, mm-hmm. but very few in this industry that can say they've had a successful long run career at only one builder. Right?
Yeah.
What is it about D.R. Horton and your success there that has kept you there? And you have not left. Anybody that knows Dustin Dye knows Dustin Dye and D.R. Horton.
It's synonymous. Just, yes. It's the same.
Yeah. It is.
So, I mean, I think that's kind of the person that I am, though. I'm very loyal. I'm loyal to everybody. So, like, when I go somewhere, I want to go to places that I know people mm-hmm. because then, you know, I get a special treatment. And so that's kind of, and I'm loyal to that business.
Right.
And so that's one thing about me. I'm a very loyal person. But also, D.R. Horton is, I mean, number one, the grass is never greener on the other side. I've seen that so many times.
So true.
But, you know, there are always other opportunities that arise that you could be presented with. But I always know that, you know, I know the inner circle of D.R. Horton and mm-hmm. such a large company is very rare that you're able to actually feel that connected to the inner circle
mm-hmm.
and to actually have their phone numbers and to be able to, they call you when they come into town, you know, want to see you and know how you're doing and whatnot. And very rare for a Fortune 250 company to be like that still.
Sure.
But also there's just, you know, people like Sonny still there. She's like my mom. You know, I've had a lot of people that I've been with that long that, you know, it's family.
It doesn't get much better than Sonny Graves.
She is an excellent leader.
I was fortunate to work under her, and she is a phenomenal leader.
Her and I are very much that same that's we're the same person in that way, where we're very loyal and dedicated, mm-hmm. you know, to what we when we love something. And
you have to be, because 20 years, I mean, how many opportunities have come up over those 20 years?
Oh, I mean, it's, all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Yes.
All the time. So, I mean, that and just being, you know, I always, you know, from a builder standpoint, it always may not be, you know, I may be put into a neighborhood where I'm like, I don't really want to mm-hmm. do that. And then I make it my own. I own it. I make it my own. And it ends up being amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, because if I'm going to put my all into something, I'm going to make sure that it turns out beautifully. Mm-hmm. that's the way I like things to be done.
Yes.
But, you know, I also know that the what was I going to say? I lost my train. You'll have to edit this part while I'm trying to think my train of thought. Sorry.
You're not. Well, what and I will attest to that, because you're not a status quo type guy. If somebody sends you to a community and they said, listen, we've only sold 4 homes this quarter. I mean, I feel like that's in one ear and out the other for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You may ask them 2 or 3 questions. Well, where's your traffic coming from? Who's doing your HAR? Mm-hmm. And like you said, you grab that bull by the horns.
Yeah.
And
I make it my own.
And you're very good at that. And I think anybody that's worked with you or know you, that's who Dustin Dye is.
Well, I remember when you started with Adam.
Oh, yeah.
And Adam,
that's hilarious.
Adam came home and he was like, so today was Dustin's first day and he brought all his own furniture and all of his own decorations, and he went through the whole model and he like changed like all the hand. He was like, he changed everything in the model, and Adam was like, and it was awesome. Like, he literally, like,
it's like a tornado.
Yeah. When you were saying that you make it your own, it just reminded me of that conversation I had with Adam.
Okay, that's
like,
hilarious.
I have my own furniture. It's like I am up to a moving van.
Yes.
I have to bring stuff.
Yes. That's what Adam was saying, that it was literally like
a
furniture.
Van?
Like a small, like, I don't have a truck and what all fit in my SUV. So I had like this last time I rented one of those little Home Depot.
The U-Haul ones.
Like the little vans. Yeah.
They're like,
it was
here comes Dustin.
It was fall.
It's like, no. Nothing discreet when Dustin gets moved
but
to a new
like
model.
His office,
here comes his moving
like
van.
The whole office, it's like another room in the house, and it's got paintings and decor and greenery. But even so, like even just the model itself, Adam was like, "Oh yeah," he was like switching out the snacks and like just everything
I love
about
that.
It. Well, yeah. Adam was like, "Whatever he wants to do, it looks great."
When sales counselors move communities, you envision a cardboard box.
Yeah.
With the lamp
that's
and
most
five
of
other pieces of whatever in there, a stapler, and that's it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'll tell you, the year before last, I moved 4 times. So I was that's uncommon for me. They usually leave me put somewhere, but I had a couple like a closeout, and then I had a, you know, Marvita. I had like one section when we first opened. So I blew through that and they sent me somewhere out. They sent me
your
to Fairwater.
Your van was on the go.
Yeah. So it was, so that was a lot. I was getting really over that. I was like, please don't move me again. Please don't move me again.
You're like, you don't understand.
There's a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Well, and now you have a new challenge. You just landed in a new community.
Yeah. And my office is very small there. So I actually had to downsize my furniture.
Oh no.
I had to take a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff is actually in my house now. I'm like, well, that's okay. We'll put this here.
I had to downsize my office furniture.
I'm
my
back
office.
To one of those little teeny offices in the garage, and I'm like,
oh
my gosh, it sucks.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Versus y'all's
I'd gotten
big...
used to like the Foster's Ridge sales center where I had these massive offices. It was like amazing. Yeah, I'd never had an office that big before, and I was loving it. I bought more furniture, and now I'm not, and I can't use it. Yeah, it was very cute.
I knew you would appreciate.
He needs a bigger office.
I knew you would appreciate
that.
Oh, I love that.
Instead of two, make it one big office for me.
Well, yes, because I didn't get moved a lot either. So when it was time to move,
it's a process.
It's a whole thing. Yes.
Well, I remember your office at Chesmar. It was like pink.
Yes, lamps and decor.
It was pink.
Yeah.
And I had specific candy.
Oh my.
It was the Hershey kisses and then the hug. So if anybody needed a hug or a kiss,
because it's
an emotional process,
Lord.
It was on my desk.
Some thought behind that.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is why we call it direct mother hen.
I love that.
Yes.
Yeah. That makes you special.
Oh, well, that makes you special because, again, people can be in this industry for a long time because you fall in love with it and you don't want to leave.
Yeah. Sure.
But to be successful and be at one builder is just almost unheard of.
Well, and to put your all into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Every day.
I don't know any, maybe count on one hand, sales counselors who go as far as you go.
correct.
Well, with everything.
With everything.
I mean, from Har
yes.
to updates to your office, apparently, to just all the things.
I mean, I'm on my third color printer I bought in 2 years. So I buy my own printer because I want, and so I just take the one they give us and put it in the other room. And so the IT guy was like,
"Oh, and you bring a Dyson too? Remember
I have
that?
Dyson. I have a leaf. I have a Ryobi leaf blower. I have now a Ryobi portable power washer that I got that runs on a drill battery because stuff needs power wash sometimes really quick, and it just made sense.
Sales consultants, like, if you're listening,
take notes.
Like, these are
your notes.
The model home checklist.
I have my signature Scentsy scent that they don't make anymore. So I have to, like, when they bring back my Scentsy bar, I'll buy like $1,000 worth of the bars to make
stockpile it.
Because it's like the last time was 5 years before they released it again. So I was like down to like my last little cube.
Scentsy, if you're listening,
Vanilla Suede, please bring back my bar.
You're going to be like bombarded by Scentsy reps after this.
It's a very hard one to find, believe me. I have my little things that I've done, and I learned that from other people. What I was going back to saying when, getting in this business is that when I started, I was talking about all the tenured people that that I met, and a lot of them were from our Emerald Homes merger. Mm-hmm. There were some very, very, very tenured salespeople that were like renowned throughout the Woodlands. And so I remember thinking, one person in particular was Bill Kennedy, and everybody in the Woodlands knew Bill Kennedy. Every realtor's like, I want Bill. Like they loved him to death, and he was amazing. And, he retired like 3 times from us and kept coming back to the board. I mean, he was incredible. And I was thinking to myself, one day I want to be the Bill Kennedy of D.R. Horton, So that was like my goal. I just thought to myself, that would be amazing and I've achieved that a few times throughout my career now, which was pretty, probably one of the proudest moments of my life.
I was about to say, I think you've answered our question. What has been your proudest moment? Good job. Yes. But that is something to be super proud of, is that you remember starting out and remember seeing.
Oh, there's so many people I looked up to. I was like, wow, this is incredible to be like, they were just,
Well, but so you're one of the sales counselors that when somebody says, I bought a D.R. Horton home, it doesn't stop there. I bought a D.R. Horton home with Dustin.
Yeah.
That's a huge deal. Yeah. And not many sales counselors, get that from their consumers, realtor base, whoever it is. And I don't think you can think about D.R. Horton on the north side of town without.
No.
But seriously,
like
they will say it. I bought
with
Dustin, not just I bought a D.R.
I don't know Bill Kennedy, but I do know Dustin Dye. And I will I will name drop that all day long.
All day.
I love it.
Yeah, no, there were so many people that I have through my career that I've been able to work with that I just, always picking up little things that when you work with someone,
you do.
Especially people that are. That are successful continually.
Yes.
Someone who's hungry and wants to learn. Mm-hmm. I just sit there and soak that up like a sponge and just watched little quirks that they have and little things and ask them, why do you do it like that? And they're like, oh, that's how I found the best way to do it.
Sure,
and stuff like that. And it kind of just starts building in your mind of how you do that. Same process everywhere you go. Anytime you go to a different community, do those same things.
With your spin on it.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, your spin's going to be on
it. Make it your own.
Personal spin. Yeah.
So what advice would you give for someone who is first starting out?
Yes. It's a great question because we all remember we were all 20-something.
I remember starting in the Woodlands too. Yeah. 23 in the Woodlands.
And if I could have some great advice, I would have definitely taken it back then.
Absolutely.
So.
I think my thing that I was, when I was thinking about that question, it wasn't stuff that I learned the hard way. It was more like stuff I've just realized, that when it came fruition or whatever, that I was like, that's something I need to remember, things like I train all the new hires that we bring on for our junior sales counselor program. They actually created that program after my success when I just trained myself. So that was, kind of a cool training thing. We realized that D.R. Horton realized instead of hiring people that have been in the business for so long and they've been with many different builders or anything, they're kind of jaded.
Yes.
They're set in their ways. Get some younger person who's green and hungry and wants to learn. And then we kind of mold them into the way we want them to do business because we do everything backwards. It seems like
our own.
You have your own process.
We have our own process. It's very different from everybody else. Yeah. I've heard. Yes,
you do.
But things like, don't let the money go to your head because you make a lot of money. And if you're young and you let that go to your head, no one wants to buy a house from someone who's arrogant and cocky. You know, and people that are young, that's just kind of, it's just a natural thing that happens, so stay humble,
Because you will have gaps too.
Yeah, your gap, and you're only as good as your last sale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can get to the top and then you try to, that next year put so much pressure on yourself to stay at the top and then you aren't and then you beat yourself up over it. That's not, it doesn't matter. Just as long as you're doing well, don't be so hard on yourself.
Sure.
So those are, that's something I always kind of tell the new people too, but definitely listen, people who have experience, call them and ask them for help. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with asking for help, and I ask for help still, there's things that I don't know sometimes and, I'll call and ask for help. There isn't anything wrong. I still feel like, I almost learn something new every day.
Oh yeah.
Well, in this industry, it's ever amazing. Evolving.
Yeah.
And if you're not open to learning, then you will
not succeed.
You will not succeed. Right. It will.
Well, and it's a specialized industry. You can't just Google.
Yeah.
How do you do this?
Yeah.
You have to call a Dustin Dyer or somebody else. Yeah,
or a Jared Turner. Or,
hey,
call a Jared
Turner.
Call Jared Turner.
He gets a lot of phone calls.
I'm sure he does. Yeah.
And we appreciate those phone calls.
Yeah.
Yes. No, we do. It's a fun industry, but it's a fun role because we've all grown up in it.
Yeah, y'all have done. I forgot you sold new homes too, so everybody's done it. Mm-hmm. So
I didn't know you started when you were 23 as well.
Yeah. So. In 2005.
Yes. So
shows my age.
A long time ago.
Yeah. I'm 42.
Don't date him.
I don't know. I might be one of those people that's still 75 in the model selling homes.
I mean, as much, sure
as,
I
much
would
as I
be.
Love it. So
that's
how
Dorette always describes herself.
I thought I'd be a little old lady in the model home just greeting people. But I would still want to just handwrite and go over the purchase agreement. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't like the DocuSign and all of that.
Well, I like the DocuSign. I
love
but
the
I like
DocuSign.
To go over the documents on the DocuSign.
Yes.
To be in person. You can face to face.
You could get one of the iPads and you could put the DocuSign on
the
iPad.
Do you know how much I love paper? No. I don't want to.
Thank you. I like to write things down. I don't want to put it
thank
in the
you,
in the
Dustin.
CRM.
No.
Blah, the CRM, blah. Ugh.
No, we want to write our
don't
notes.
Don't let the hear that.
I feel like they already know with Justin. Yeah. That's not a secret.
I feel like it's
you
a given.
You homes with four registered traffic. Okay.
I have it on Post-its, guys. Yeah. It's all up here.
I feel like it's rare when you find a sales consultant where they're just like, oh my gosh, yeah, I just love Salesforce. Love it. I love it. I love Neustar. I love whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's pretty rare. I mean, I feel like because salespeople are, they're good at their craft.
We're
they're
super
not,
ADD.
Well,
we're
they're
not data
good.
Entry people.
They're not
they're
good
artists.
At data.
Yes.
They're
artists. Yeah.
Yes.
Salespeople.
Go where the wind
bipolar
blows.
Artists. Yes.
Salespeople are good at their art. They're good at the art. They're not good at the data side of it. And when you find somebody who is really good at both, I mean, honestly, I would say it's kind of rare where it's like, oh yeah, I'm just excellent at my CRM and drip campaigns and whatever I'm doing on the back end. I mean, I think you would agree.
Yeah.
Being better on the floor is really what.
Yeah. That's usually not a top producer.
Yeah. When you're better at the art of building rapport with people or being somebody like a Dustin Dye who can be relatable, who can be friendly, who can be someone that you trust and want to buy a home from. At the end of the day, I mean, oops, I forgot to put my stuff in the CRM. But I will do it.
Yes, I'll
Mr.
do it.
Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah.
Sales Manager,
yes,
I will do
and
it.
I'll make my phone calls. Wink, wink.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll make my phone calls. Oh, yeah.
My weekly touches
time.
Or
whatever
it is this week.
Well,
so much fun.
Share with us a little bit about you have been there. You have watched your company grow into what it is today. What is something that maybe people don't know about D.R. Horton or something that makes the company unique?
Yeah. I think it goes back to the inner core of, Mr. Horton. He is so down to earth and so personable. And so, first time I met him was 6 years being employed at the company. And I was walking up and he was standing out front with our regional president. And he knew my name. And he said, well, Mr. Dye, how are you doing? And I was, I don't know if he asked my regional president my name, or I didn't know my regional president knew my name. And so just that, I mean, he gave me a hug. So it's just like that stuff, you know, and he knows everything about everything when he comes and visits. But what I will say that's really cool about the this company is that, like, we have our, we have two ranches in West Texas. Mm-hmm. And so there's something called Camp Horton. And mm-hmm. so DR brings, you can nominate your employees, kids can and be nominated to go to the camp. It's a summer camp, but he also brings underprivileged inner city kids out there, flies them out there, picks them up in Fort Stock in Midland, drives them to the ranch. He's really big on manners. So he's teaching them manners, ranch life, horseback riding, four wheeling. It's really, really cool. And he does that every year, and he stays there. He's there to pick them up and to drop them off. And
he personally.
Personally, yeah. yeah. What is he? The number 130th richest man in the world or something like that? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
In a Tommy Bahamas shirt.
Yeah.
In a Tommy Bahamas shirt.
That's impressive.
So very, very cool that they're, that the company is still like grassroots like that, which I love.
Very
so
generous.
Kind of one of the reasons why, once you figure all this stuff out, it's like, why would I go anywhere else? It's so cool.
No, because you
get to go to the, get to go to the ranch and, you know, spend time with him. And again, like, you know, just him being so welcoming. And, you know, if he invites you, like I got to go once as for the national top producer. So they take the top producer from each division around the whole U.S. and you just go and you get to, you know, stay there for a couple days at the ranch and, you know, meet people from all different markets and talk to them. But he's there the whole time and he's talking to you, eating every meal with you. And he lets all. So again, big on manners. He has all the ladies go first to get their food and sit down and eat. Then the gentlemen, and then he eats last every time.
I love him.
Yes, he's amazing. Yeah, he's amazing.
That's really cool. I did not know that about the company.
Yeah. I am a fan of
the little things.
Yeah. The little things. Yeah. Yeah.
That,
so
that are big things. I mean, that are
huge things. That are lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. The little things that you don't get to hear about as much. So
I absolutely thank you for sharing that. I really like that story. I think that that's a good one for the viewers too, who may not know.
No,
I didn't know.
I didn't either.
Mm-mm.
I had no clue.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew about the ranches, but I didn't know about.
We just, last year we closed our millionth home. So
congratulations.
Thank you. So he actually, that family that was the millionth home buyer to close, he went and personally met them, and they had this big, it was a veteran and it was up in Dallas. Really cool. They did a big press release and everything and video. And then the things that you don't know that they did, and they don't put it in any of their, they did a marketing piece, but it, they didn't put in all the details, but he actually, sold them that home for the same price he sold his first house in 1978.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
What? So did they find out, like, after they purchased, they went back to them and they were like,
they were the millionth
family.
And that, and so they were like, you know, we want to do all this. And it was a real, it was a very special situation. It was really, really cool. And the family that was the first home that he ever built and sold, the original family still owns it. The lady lived in it from, the family lived in it from 78, and ended up just being, I guess, the wife, because the husband passed. And then she willed it to her sister, bought it, and he went and visited that house that day too. But he used to go and visit that home every year, that family every year. He's very, he's a one of a kind person.
Yeah, that's just stuff you don't see on
social.
I mean, I never would have known this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
It's very, it feels like it's a very large company, but a very big family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You step it up, Jared.
He's creating a legacy.
Well, once you brought in your millionth contract, we can talk.
I'm working on it.
We will bring Dustin back.
Yeah.
We'll have walkers and chairs and we'll talk about it.
Need your help, Dustin.
Give you the millionth referral.
Yeah. There you go. Yes, that too. Yes.
The millionth listing. Yeah.
Well, I'll probably hit first.
I would like to learn a little bit more about you outside of working DR Horton, Dustin. So we sometimes play the two truths and a lie game. And we guess which one is the lie.
Uh-huh.
So give us two truths and a lie.
This was a hard one.
And we'll all three guess.
And we'll all fight over who we think is right.
Two truths and a lie.
Yeah, so we have to guess what the lie is.
I don't know. I'm a very truthful person, though. That's kind of a. That's
you are a very truthful
person. It almost can be a bad thing sometimes. You don't have a filter very much, you know?
I live this
but
life
I always
too.
Was. Sonny always said that I can say things that other people would take as in a rude manner, but I can away with it in the way I deliver it, and they think it's cute and funny. So I guess it's the blessing. I guess it's the blessing about being a gay man. I don't know. You can just get away with more.
I think it's what you said in the beginning. It's you have the gift of gab.
Yeah.
And I feel like it takes a certain personality to have that gift where you can relay certain type of information and it won't be taken in an offensive or rude manner. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think you have it.
It's either in the delivery or Sonny is super smart.
Yeah.
Get your confidence up.
Oh, she would never like personally say like she'd never personally give me the compliment. She'd give it to my mother, and my mother relay it to me because she's like, I don't want his head to get too big or something like that.
That sounds like,
that sounds like Sonny. She's, she's, you know, she's from West Texas too. So she's,
she is.
She's awesome. So, two truths and a lie. Okay. Mm-hmm. These are going to be, some of these might be embarrassing actually.
Okay. I can't wait. I'm ready
for it.
Let's see.
Most of them are.
Yeah.
Except yours. Yours are boring.
Shut up.
They involve hunting.
His are just so boring. Maybe Dustin can like bring out like some excitement
this is
from you.
Podcast.
Oh my gosh. No.
He's so boring.
Group effort, guys. Takes a village.
It does.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay. So these will hit close to home, Christy, because it's your stomping ground. Okay.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay. I won't give it away then if I know it, but go ahead.
So I was the king of Wood Forest. I was known that I ruined a model home, not my fault, but flooded it out and caused and was $40,000 to rebuild.
Ooh. That's a juicy
and
one.
Let's see. Let's see. I shop at Twiggy's on Irvington.
What's Irvington?
What's Twiggy's?
That's an inside joke for Maria Dorman, actually. So, no, I won't use that one.
Shout out to Maria Dorman.
Yes. I am a poet.
Liar.
That is a lie. Yeah.
I don't see you.
I have to read a poetry book a lot for. Wasn't I supposed to give away already? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Yeah.
See,
go ahead.
It was in the delivery, though. Yeah. Yes, yeah. You couldn't deliver
go
that.
Go ahead. Okay. So, you're not a poet. But wait, why do you have to read a poetry book?
So, Maria Dorman, and she would never be on this podcast because she is too neurotic. She is hilarious. She is one of the people that I looked up to immensely, and she's still with us.
Yes.
And she is amazing. Yes. She will never give herself credit how incredible she is. But she went, and she always has sold in the more challenged communities, but those people attract, she's like a moth to a flame for those people. Mm-hmm. They love her. Because she's so warm and welcoming. But she always sold in over on the east side and like Channel View and stuff.
Yeah, right.
And so her buyers would always be bringing her stuff, like trying to sell stuff to her. So I'd be on the phone with her and she'd be like, hold on a second, someone's here. And then it'd be like, the buyer would be like, hi, I'm selling a bed in a bag. And she's like, what? They're like, do you want to buy one? And she's like, okay, yeah, sure, I'll take one. And then she like buys it and she's like, it's like -5 thread count. I mean, this is like shit.
Negative.
You know, I mean, and then literally like every time she can never say no, she's too nice. So I'm like, stop encouraging it. They're just telling the neighbors and they're going to you and selling you everything.
Exactly. Maria will buy it.
Yeah.
Maria will buy it.
Yeah. So one of her buyers said that she wrote a book of poetry. And and she's like, oh, wow, I would love to see that. And she's like, okay, great. Here you go. And she's like, this is wonderful. I'm so proud of you. And she's like, it'll be $10. And she's like, oh, okay, let me grab my purse. And so she gave it to her. And so this will age us too. She starts calling me and she's like, my buyer wrote a book of poetry. She's like, this is the most ghetto poetry I've ever read in my life.
I want to read
and
it.
And she said, she's like, here, let me send you a couple. So she starts faxing them to me.
Oh, faxing.
Faxing them. Yes, we had to wait for the fax machine.
Yes.
And
it's
got to
warm up.
I was like, oh my gosh, these are hilarious. I said, we need you need to get more of these books. So she goes back to her and she's like, my friends love your books. Can I buy 10 of them? And she's like, of course. So anyway, so I still have my book. And she, literally today she had a trainee working with her. And so she called me up and she said, so-and-so spoke with you yesterday about a buyer who she was doing like the online sales phone call. And so a buyer from Foster's Ridge had this weird question. So she's like, I'm just going to ask Dustin if he knows anything about this. So I was talking on the phone and kind of like trying to investigate it for her. And so I guess she said that I was hilarious talking to on the phone. And Maria's like, well, did he tell you the story about the bed in the bag? And she calls me and she's asking me and she's like, Dustin, can you like do me a favor? Can you please read one of the poems? And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm trying to get ready for the podcast right now. I was like, let me see if I can remember any of them. So anyways, I still have my book of poetry and they're pretty good. I've read them in the sales meetings before for everybody to hear.
Well, we're going to have to go make a field trip to Westlake and come. Yeah. I mean, sit down and listen to poetry.
Were these about the community or like the buying process? Or these
baby
were just
daddies. Baby daddies. Yeah.
Hence the ghetto.
She just wrote poetry.
Her life poetry. Yes.
Well, when you said you read it in meetings, I thought it might have been.
Is it
like so? I am a poet.
How good the warranty
I have to
process?
Read the
you
poet,
do.
All
that's
the poetry all the time. Actually,
yes. So then, okay. Well, so which tells us the other are two truths.
Yes.
So, King of the Woodlands, is that from Rookies?
What do you mean, Rookies?
King of Wood
the
Forest.
The bar? No, King of Wood Forest.
King of Wood Forest.
Your neighborhood.
Wood Forest.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I thought
Virgil
you said the Woodlands.
Virgil made me the King of Wood Forest because I sold the most homes in Wood Forest
in the
when
beginning.
It first opened. Yeah,
yeah
I
when
had
it
a
first
satchel and everything.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Official.
Yeah, those are the good old days opening that neighborhood in the very beginning.
And
we had a
nobody
lot
wanted
of,
to go out
we
there.
Had a lot of fun.
You were
no,
out
we had
there
a
with
lot of fun.
Lori and
yes.
No,
Lori Raines. No, with she was with Highlands.
Lori Raines was with Highlands, but
Lori.
No, Lori. Well, she's Lori Houston now, yeah. But Lori back from Lennar days because I had to drive out there with her on that pig
trail
road.
Yeah, but
then
I was with who were all the Faith.
Chase was out there in the beginning.
And he wasn't out there yet. So I'm talking about with the Woodlands development, with the Wood Forest development, the Johnson development people was Faith Bales.
Faith was there. Was Amy Vance there?
No.
We need that picture of that.
Yeah.
Sash.
I'll have it on my Facebook.
Yeah.
I want the book.
We
that
had
be
the
our
absolute
cover
most
photo.
Fun people that yeah. worked out there. So we had a lot of fun.
It was a good community. I think everybody that's been in that community long term, Alicia and I loved working in that mm-hmm. community.
So I was, when I first went out there, it was grand opening. We were the fourth builder to open out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, I remember I told Virgil, I was like, you got to take that population sign down. It says 3. It's terrifying everyone. It's like Deliverance out here, okay? I was like, let's put it back up at like 1,000 or
yeah,
something.
Right?
And so he listened to me. He listened to everything that I said. You know, I told him, I was like, you got to start developing on the Montgomery side. Nobody wants to be in Conroe schools right now.
Exactly.
So and he did it.
And, my, yeah. and yeah. I still live down from where your model was.
Yeah, the one that I flooded.
So what? Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, not to be too vulgar or anything, you know, I did my business upstairs in a bathroom, and I guess over time there was we didn't know that, but there was a nail driven through the main plumbing line, the sewer line from on the wall shared with the cabinets. The cabinet company shot it through, so started building up. So I left work Saturday night. I went right before I left. I went to the bathroom, left work, locked up the model. I had all these appointments. I came to work Sunday at, you know, early. I got there like at 11 and it was very weird. It was like the front porch was like kind of misty. And I'm like, where is a sprinkler head broke? And I had a family with me actually.
Oh, no.
And I opened the front door and it was literally like those ServPro commercials where the water's pouring down the stairs.
Yeah.
Yes. The ceiling had caved in the kitchen. It was crazy. So they really had to rebuild the model because of me.
Did those people buy? It.
They bought another house, yes.
But with you?
Oh, yeah.
A true testament to Dustin.
I was like, let's go up to the visitor center, guys, and do our business up there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my goodness, I don't know what happened.
Clearly, I've done enough business here.
Yeah, so that is a true story. Pretty embarrassing, but yes, that's, yeah. That was one that came to mind for some reason. I don't know why, out of all my stories.
It's a good one.
But that's a good one.
Yeah,
that is a great one.
Kendra's never let me live it down, so.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Okay.
You know, when you do it for so long, there's a lot of things that happen in the model homes that become like our houses. Yes. Home away from home. We live there. We literally live there.
So. I feel like us doing this podcast over time, we're going to have the best model home stories from sales consultants. Stories. I mean, I'm sure the three of us have some that we could share, but even just yours, there's a lot of things that can happen in that model
home. I like
home.
That you took ownership of it.
I do too. Because
like, you could have blamed that on your CM. You could have
Well, I mean, it was blamed on the cabinet company because they shot the nail through the plumbing line. Obviously, it wasn't my fault, but yes, I said it was because what I did. Yeah.
You know what? You brought the problem to light so that it could be fixed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's better it was fixed with under D.R. Horton's ownership than a buyer.
Yes.
Oh, yes, for sure. Oh, yeah.
It's just looking at
so you did a good job.
Right better side. Than before.
Yeah. I still love what I do.
being said, I love this job.
You know, I didn't really talk much about, and you know, I things that you can younger people in the business can learn. But my whole thing is that, you know, when you treat people the way that you like to be treated, that you don't have to really know that much about sales per se and what kind of method or anything. No. It's a relationship.
Yeah.
And when you are, you know, you don't, when you're, have no guard up, you don't have your guard up, and you're welcoming and you're warm and you're inviting, and you just talk with someone and you listen to their needs. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's what I love, is I get to put a puzzle together, and you know, that's like kind of like the high you get when you figure out the puzzle.
For sure.
It's how people feel when they're around you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're
yeah.
There's no
and
way
that's
better
what makes
that.
It. That's what it's still, you know, still when I sell a home, it's the same feeling I got when I sold my first house,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's always, yeah. And there's a lot of lows that come with it. You know, you want to pull your hair out a lot and all the phone calls and text messages and whatnot, but then you know, kind of recenter yourself and, you know, just realize that, you know, you're blessed to be in this business. Because it's very, you could be very rewarding.
Yes.
It is. And so I always feel too, like when you're, I feel guilty for being blessed so much a lot of times. So it's like, I always make sure to, you know, give back and, you know, to take help people a lot too. Cause I feel like when you're given this opportunity, it's your responsibility to, you know, to help others.
Yes.
You've been given this platform.
This gift. Yes.
This gift. And if you don't use it the way that God wants you to, you know, then you probably won't be blessed anymore. So I always, you know, that's kind of like closing.
I love that. Yeah. Because
that's perspective that
a lot of
sales counselors don't have.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Well, and like you said, the ones getting into this business, that you can't focus on the money. No. It is about building those relationships and being on that journey.
And the money comes as part of that.
Correct. It does.
If you figure that
right
out,
thing.
The money will take care of itself.
The money will come.
Yes.
The money.
Yes.
I don't even add up my closings till. For the month until the buyers have already all closed, because I learned early in the business, when you start focusing on the money and then something happens, then you're like heartbroken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So
versus,
you know,
focusing on the relationship and being a part of their journey.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's where the reward comes.
Yep. And then you get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you get paid
as a bonus for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I've kind of learned that, you know, that art. And that's just always something that I kind of figured out early on. But the craft, I keep figuring it out more and more, mm-hmm. you know, and it just always resonates with me.
I like that.
I love that.
Yeah.
I probably will be
like an 80-year-old old man in a model home.
Please,
I was about to say.
A couple facelifts back, you know,
yeah,
real tight.
Get the thread. Get the thread.
I already have veneers.
You're going to be
the young ones. I just have my front four. I did them a long time ago.
Oh. Yeah.
Nothing crazy. My dentist is, I love going to the dentist. So, and I'm like, well, I wish we could do like some other cosmetics. She's like, you don't need anything done. Stop. And I'm like, well, I really like hanging out here, you know, seeing y'all. She's like, I will not let you look fake.
I like the laughing.
I will not let you look fake.
Yeah. So,
shout out to your dentist.
Yeah. She's amazing. Yeah. Yeah. But no, I mean, I think that the biggest thing that, and our division president that we've had for now the last seventh year here in Houston, I believe, is she just said, you know, and I like this. She said this last year when the market was getting tricky. She said, make sure you're having fun.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's stuck with me. I'm like, yeah, sometimes you're just so wrapped up in all the negativity and stuff that you're hearing in the market and all that talk and everything. And you're not having fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as long as you're having, make sure you have fun in this business, because there is a lot of fun.
There
know, helping
is.
People is fun. Yeah. And then yes. you just, it's not stressful.
Yes.
No,
it but doesn't. I like when she said that, I was like, that's perfect.
It is.
Well, yeah. you need to be reminded sometimes.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like you it said, with phone calls, with
it can weigh down on
whatever.
You.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It can definitely weigh down on
oh,
you.
Oh, it definitely so does. Definitely.
I feel like you do have to make sure you're having fun mm-hmm. and enjoying what you're doing, because it can suck the life out of you if you're busy like Dustin and I, and you yeah. do have all the phone calls mm-hmm. and the text and demands of people. But at the end of the day, it's like you said, you don't count the money. You count the relationships mm-hmm. and the money just follows.
Mm-hmm.
But in between, have fun. And I know that we all have fun.
And then when your phone, our phones, we're not busy because our phone isn't ringing, we're really having our panic
then
attacks
we stress
then.
Out. Yeah.
yeah. So there is no happy meeting.
You're checking
no,
your
there's
phone.
No happy meeting in this business.
It's
it
like
is a, highs and lows.
Yeah. It's
it like is I all wanna, or nothing. There is no middle range.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it fun
it
and
is.
Exciting.
Yeah.
And crazy.
It's like whenever yeah. you're so busy, you're like, gosh, I just wish I could have a break. And then you know, let's say you don't write a contract for a week or two,
off.
And then you're like freaking out.
Yeah.
It's all
on my way to work
all
every day. yeah.
Start playing like dramatic music, like Bruno Mars or something.
Love well, it. Dustin, we truly appreciate you coming in on your weekend.
Yes. yes.
Because
no, okay.
again, it is your day off. Sales consultants, we get that. So thank you for taking time to share
awesome.
Your story with us. We think it's so unique
yes.
and it's a story to be shared. So thank you for coming
I like
on.
My story.
Good.
Yeah. We'll bring him back again for round
yep.
two.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whole new list of questions.
Okay, perfect. And a whole
we'll
new two truths and a lie.
Yes.
I love it.
And you can't give us the answer.
Oh, I know.
Yes.
I messed that up.
That's okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank